1948, there was a family. A man and a wife just recently got married. And then they built a house, a little house, in a very German town. And on Sunday, one day, the bells rang. The bells rang out from the three churches in the town. And you know, back in the old days, the beautiful church bells on Sunday. And the man and wife were outside, and a crazy neighbor yells at them, "Look at your calendar! It's not the seventh day! Today's the first day!" And long story short, that was my grandma and grandpa back in 1948. And the crazy old neighbor told them to look, and they did look. Obviously, God worked with them, but they remember that crazy old man Franklin that lived close to them. So, but the point being, in 1960, things changed. There was a opportunity to look at a secret spy organization in China. So what I wanted to talk about today was three ways we race towards the Feast of Trumpets. The first point of the message is, in 1960, with the spies in China, is there 200 million men? So that was the question. America's not dumb. They had this in a redacted FOIA request, and it says in there that we, America, specifically searched to see if there was 200 million men in China for an army. That's got to be biblical, so they must have been biblically based at one time, America. The assessment, long story short, it's 100 and some pages, redacted, but it says that no. At the best that they could do was maybe 2 million, 3 million people. And then it went into such detail saying their diets. The men are starving, and long story short, no. The answer is no. Well, if you go back to even 90 AD, the population was about 150 million. Is a 200 million man army possible? No. Well, right now, the probability of an army being raised in each continent goes something like this. America can foster 25 million people pretty easily, 25 million servicemen. Latin America, 48 million. Africa, about 70 million. Europe, about 40 million. China, Russia, and the stands, over 300 million. And this is, America knows the 200 million man army, and so does China. In 2020, a new report was produced by America to look at China. And it says, China's standing force of 2.8 million active soldiers in uniform is the largest military force in the world. Approximately 1 million reservists and some 15 million militia. With a population over 1.2 billion, China also has a potential manpower of over 200 million men fit for service. In addition to this wealth of manpower, China is a nuclear power. It has enough megatonnage missiles and bombs to destroy America, Europe, Asia, and Russia. Is it possible? Yes. The point is that what was once not possible is now possible. You don't need to turn there, but in Revelation 9:15 is a very descriptive passage about the 200 million man army. Side trivia for the children. How many horses are on this earth? Because it says horsemen. Right now, approximately 60 million horses are on this earth. So if anyone ever saw the Star Wars back in the 1970s and early 80s, the little speeder bikes, those sure look like horses to me. So technology could change. So point one is population growth. It's time. We could be close. We could be very close, and we are close. Two, look around. The moral decay. The moral decay of this country is going down faster than I can even imagine, and I can imagine a lot. Not to jump too much into detail, but in 1960, abortion clinics were open. 1920, Industrial Revolution, that industrial revolution destroyed much of the land in the countries. 30s, 40s, 50s, sexual revolution. 70s, illegal abortion. And now you skip to now, and I know we comment on this, but men don't know if they're men or women or it's, or they're clueless. And women, just as clueless. I used to think that women had a little more common sense. Well, the moral decay has destroyed any common sense. So if I could ask you, please turn over to Romans 1. Romans 1, verse 28. Romans 1, verse 28. And we'll read, start in verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to debased mind, to do these things which are not fitting, being filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undesiring, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. These verses contain one of the most extensive lists of sins in all the scripture. So the question is, how bad is it right now? The list shows the exhaustive sweep of human moral decay. That while society tends to rationalize certain sins, God judges all sins. These sins particularly reveal our rebellious hearts. All, without exception, deserve God's punishment. The third point is the pain of God's people. I know we had a message not but a little while ago about the history of the church that came from the headquarters. And our spiritual ancestors were slaughtered for keeping the Sabbath. We saw that. We saw what happened to them. It's mind-boggling that Satan has control over the world and has fooled everyone. In battle, think of this, we are lights. In battle, the world is fooled. Satan is destroying and going after. He has destroyed all the cities because everyone has fell to him. If we are to be lit and be the lights of the world, in the darkness that surrounds us, we are lights. If you are a military commander and you see the world conquered with one big bright light in that city, would you not put all your forces to attack that light, to destroy it? Well, that is what Satan is doing. He is coming after us. And God's people have had many pains throughout life. You know, we know the scripture 1 Peter 5, verse 8, about the roaring lion. Lions do not practice catch and release. Satan attacks when least expected and desires to completely destroy us. A lion does not roar before he attacks. The lion roars after the attack to scare off predators. So it's a surprise. This is the day of trumpets, the day Christ returns, possibly on this day, but we know what this day pictures in the plan of God. As we will hear in the main message today, the Feast of Trumpets is a very special day. Trumpets, in the near future, you know and I know in our lifetime, Christ will return. The time for the 200 million man army is now. It's there. It's possible. Moral decay is advancing faster and faster. Each Feast of Tabernacles, each Feast of Trumpets that goes by, the world decays faster. God's people are under increasing attack from our adversary. But we have the Holy Spirit. We know the seasons, and we know what will happen. Do not delay your study, prayer, and meditation. Those are our weapons, and we know this. Do not delay your objective, which is to seek first the kingdom of God. If you die tomorrow, can you say you fought the good fight? Or is there room for improvement? We are being judged right now. Let us live our lives knowing the return of Christ is so very close.